Can evolution as chaos be science? Well, it's a subject for which science has been applied to scientific methods, so overwhelmingly supported it is the fact that no one looks at the evidence to come to that conclusion. I want to read, well, let me get to my material. There's a statement here. I have some notes to that effect. You know, we ask the world to admit when it's wrong. We need to admit when we're wrong and catch up to the scientific age and the age of reason. Jesus is still God, and we know that by overwhelming evidence also. Okay. If the kingdom of God also is within you, you need to know that, the relationship. And see, it's my wisdom. I want to read briefly a testimony. This came from Bitburg, Germany. I have several up here, actually. I just have time to read one very quickly. This is from Bitburg, Germany. Thank you so much for your site. It's awesome. I'm a 21-year-old. I live in Bitburg, Germany. I became a Christian a couple of years ago. I've been agnostic all my life, and I've come to recognize the truth of Christ. Your site was tailor-made for me. I was wondering if I was the only Christian out there with my beliefs. I know Christ is who he says, and I know that science is correct, and that God created everything scientists discover, such as physics and evolution. Every Christian I've run into has chastised me for my belief in evolution, etc. I have contemplated many times withdrawing from Christianity, but now I see that I don't need to. I believe that the Bible has many accurate things in it, but also I think many inaccurate things. I know that if something is given by God, he gives proof. I plan to read your book. I am very excited. 5 minutes ago, I didn't see my religious future too brightly, but because of your website, I see a wonderful voyage of discovery ahead. You have given me the tools I need for reconciliation. I believe your website is a tool sent from God. Thank you so much. And I have another one here, real brief. I won't have time, but I just wanted to make the point. I was really excited to find a group that believes in Jesus, but does not deny science, including evolution. He goes on, including evolution. And he's from Trimble, Tennessee. So, my goodness, you can even have a theistic evolution in
theistic evolution from the Bible.
All right. Well, I certainly don't deny science. I happen to love science. I just think evolution has got nothing whatsoever to do with it. You can scream that, huh? Sir Callahan's website says, this ministry accepts modern science, including biological evolution and the Big Bang, a valuable yet non-perfect Bible, and a Jesus of history, divine. There are several clear contradictions right in this one statement. If Jesus is divine and he believed in Genesis, and he said the Bible is not perfect, we've got serious problems, we mentioned earlier. Is it possible for God to use evolution to create the world? Well, it depends what you mean by God. Okay? The God that would have to use evolution is cruel, wasteful, stupid, deceitful. He's not the God of the Bible, that's for sure. Okay? It's not the character of God to use misfits, blind chance, and death. My God gets it right for a time. Then has a practice to play around. Jacques Monod, a Nobel Prize winner, said, natural selection, talking about evolution here, is the blindest, most cruel way of evolving new species and more complexly refined organisms. The struggle for life and elimination of the weakest is a horrible process against which our whole modern ethics revolts. An ideal society is non-collective, one where the weakest protected, which is exactly the reverse of the so-called natural law. I'm surprised that a Christian would defend the idea that this is the process which God more or less set up in order to have evolution. I'm surprised too, by the way. Philosopher David Hull, Northwestern University, said, whatever the God implied by evolutionary theory and the data of natural history may be, like, he is not the Protestant God of waste not, want not. He is also not a loving God who cares about his productions. He's not even the awful God portrayed in the book of Job. The God of Galapagos is careless, wasteful, indifferent, almost diabolical. He is certainly not the sort of God to whom anyone would be inclined to pray. I agree. Charles Darwin said, thus from the war of nature, from famine and death, the most exalted object we're capable of conceiving, the production of higher animals follows. That's Darwin's philosophy, all right. And that's Mr. Callahan's philosophy. Struggle, death, suffering is wonderful because that's how we get ahead. I strongly disagree. My Bible says God's work is perfect. God made it right from the beginning. The God that would use evolution is deceitful. He didn't leave any evidence of evolution behind at all. Nobody ever sees a dog produce a non-dog. That's not what he says in his book. We don't even know how it could happen biologically. So, the Bible says God, the world were framed by the word of God. In 6 days, God made everything. He told us clearly, he wrote it on a rock in the Ten Commandments, and he rested the seventh day. There are numerous references. references to the seventh day. The Bible says his works were finished from the foundation of the world. And he rested on the seventh day. The seventh day, which, by the way, is why we have a seven-day week. And there's no stellar or solar reason for that. The Bible says clearly death came by sin. By man came death. God said, let's make man in our image. So, evolution theory is backwards. If the Bible is true, man brought death into the world. If evolution is true, death brought man into the world. If the Bible is true, God created man. If evolution is true, man created God. Somebody's wrong, folks. Seriously wrong. Thank you.
As Dr. Asmussen comes to give his final thoughts, let's give these two gentlemen a hand.
From Pensacola, Florida. I was a high school science teacher for 15 years, and now for 16 years I've been traveling doing seminars on creation, evolution, and dinosaurs. My position is very simple. I believe the Bible is literally true and scientifically accurate, and I defend that against all comers. I've had 91 debates against people who believe in evolution. Some of them believe God used evolution. Some are just simply atheists, and you're welcome to watch a lot of those on our videotape series, the debate series, on our website, drdino.com. When I was asked to debate John Callahan, he had written me and emailed me and called me a couple times, said he believed that God used evolution to get us here, and he was just very concerned that what I was teaching was wrong. And I talked to him on our radio program a couple times, our daily radio program on drdino.com. You can see that on the Creation Science Hour. It plays 5 to 6 Central Time. It's live. Anybody can call in with questions. I was really honored to debate him because I think what he's teaching is simply not only wrong, but dangerous. What kind of a God would use the evolution theory? What kind of a God would use this process to get us here? I mean, that's a cruel, wasteful, evil God that doesn't know what he wants and wants to use suffering and death and misfits. It's certainly not the God of the Bible. So I don't do this out of any malice toward any particular person, but more toward a position of what they teach. I am for truth and against error, wherever it comes from. And we have a lot of materials that should help strengthen your faith and teach about creation and evolution and answer all kinds of questions about the Garden of Eden. You can check our website, Dr. Dino, where we have lots of information available, or our radio program. Mr. Callahan's main argument is the stars are billions of light years away, therefore the universe is billions of years old. We didn't get to cover that much in the debate, but we do cover that quite a bit on videotape number 7, our question-answer tape, as well as on my website. His other argument that he uses all the time is majority opinion. All scientists believe this, therefore it must be true. That, of course, is a lousy reason to believe anything, just because everybody else believes it. And secondly, of course, they don't all believe that. Most people believe in creation. Anyway, I hope you enjoy this debate. I'll be glad to debate any professors or anyone who believes in evolution anytime. You can check our website, Dr. Dino, and get my itinerary. And if I'm going to be in your area, if you can contact local professors and say, hey, would you be willing to have a panel discussion or a debate on the subject of creation? I'll be glad to do it at their university. I typically pay professors $200 if they'll debate me. And then $250,000 if they can prove the evolution theory is true. We are really convinced that God's word is absolutely flawless and correct in every detail. And we want you to believe it too.
Hello, this is John D. Callahan of FaithReason.org. I hope you enjoyed the debate. Dr. Hoven claimed that symbiosis supports creationism. Actually, it's the exact opposite. The cheetah and the gazelle are going to evolve symbiotically to hunt and evade. As far as apes evolving into man, it became advantageous for certain apes to live on the ground because forests were retreating, and this sparked the evolution of man. Of Earth and life scientists, approximately 99.5% support evolution, and this is a valid appeal to authority. As far as the second law of thermodynamics, it is true that the universe is running down and entropy is increasing as a whole. However, local increases in complexity occur all the time, including nature, and evolution is not prevented by the second law of thermodynamics. Most importantly, God is good. And Dr. Hoven asked, how could a good God allow evolution because there is suffering and death in evolution? My answer, as I pointed out in the debate, is that the fall of Satan and his angels occurred before the Big Bang. Now, I know this is mind-challenging, but so are relativity and quantum mechanics. However, if it turns out to be true, based on the evidence, then it is true. There is no reason that the spiritual universe could not also be vast and mind-boggling just as the physical universe is vast and mind-boggling. Thank you, and please see faithreason.org.